My name is Ketia Aurelian, Ketsiaurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Ivan M. Ransom, IVAN, middle initial M, last name RANSOM. Number one, proteinuria. There is evidence of selective proteinuria actually, no. Disregard the last sentence. Number one, proteinuria. Unfortunately, the lab results to detect selective and non-selective proteinuria are still pending. We are unable to determine whether the proteinuria has improved or worsened since the last visit. At the last visit, there was evidence of selective proteinuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 510 milligrams, period. The nephritis workup is also still pending. So we are still waiting for the results to rule out any other possible etiologies of the proteinuria, such as vasculitis, blood dyscrasias, autoimmune disorders, or hepatitis, among others, period. We will continue to monitor and await for the results, and we'll contact the patient once we receive them to review over the phone, period. Next line. Oh. We encourage him to continue taking his Kerendia and Jardiance to improve the proteinuria. Next line, chronic kidney disease, stage 2. This CKD is related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hypertension, smoking, the aging process, and obesity, period. The kidney functions have remained stable with the BUN of 20 from 20, with the BUN of 21 from 20, creatinine of 1.16 from 1.2, and GFR of 68 from 64. Period. There is evidence of 2+ protein in the urine, there is evidence of 2+ protein in the urine. However, we do not have any calculations to determine how much and whether it's selective or non-selective, period. There is also evidence of glucosuria, but this is related to the Jardiance, period. There is no other activities in the urinary sediments. Period. The PTH is mildly elevated at 88. However, because the serum calcium and serum phosphorus are within normal limits. We will monitor for now. We will repeat the MBD labs to further assess the PTH levels. If it continues to rise, then we may consider starting the patient on vitamin D. And order vitamin D125 at the next visit. Next line. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is very well controlled with an A1C of 6.6%. Continue with the Ozempic, Kerendia, Jardiance, and other regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension with a stable blood pressure of 105 over 64. Continue with the current regimen, decrease sodium of 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as overall fluid restrictions of about 50 ounces in 24 hours, period. Next line, hypoxemic erythrocytosis with HNH of 17.9 and 52.6% from 18.3 and 52.9%, period. The erythrocytosis is likely related to the patient's smoking, the patient's current smoking status, as well as history of COPD. We will continue to monitor for now. If it worsens, then the patient would benefit from a consultation with hematology to rule out other etiologies, period. Next line, nicotine dependence. We discussed weaning the cigarettes until he is able to completely quit smoking, period. Patient is aware of the harmful effects of smoking. And is encouraged to stop, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia with elevated triglycerides of 235. The lipid panel is otherwise unremarkable. We encourage him to decrease his intake of simple carbohydrates, foods that are high in cholesterol and saturated fats, as well as alcohol if he drinks. Continue with the atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. The patient is also starting omega-3 fatty acids. Period. Next line, CHF/CAD, which is managed by Dr. Altajar, Altajar. The patient is currently taking Entresto, Entresto, as part of his regimen. He is status post 2 bypasses and multiple stents. Period. Next line. History of elevated PSA. He follows with Dr. Chiawai, CHEE-AWAI. Well, he used to follow with Dr. Chiawai. However, he is looking for another urologist, period. Next line. We will continue. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. However, we may discuss the pending lab results with the patient over the phone once they are available. And